Hey, 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 good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of this podcast, as well as Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that WJCL-TV, the ABC affiliate here in Savannah and Hilton Head. We've been cranking that monkey show for 15 seasons
monkey
now.
Show.
I think of the little, the little music box with the monkeys that would dance around in the carnivals. Good morning, Maggie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I don't know what that's called. I'm sure there's an actual name for it, but it just popped into my head, cranking the monkey show. So I don't know. Whatever. How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. You know, we're on day of gloom. Not really threatening weather or anything like that or crazy flooding, but just not sunny and windy and cloudy, and I'm starting to get a little depressed. I need some sunshine.
Well, the sun popped out toward the end of our brunch yesterday.
Yes, it did. You're right. It did. We did have a little sun yesterday.
A little bit. It was enough sun that I got a little warm. I was like, no. No more warm. No more warm. I didn't sign up for any more warm sitting outside. So that's one of the things we are going to talk about today is I came over and met you for brunch yesterday at the all newly renovated Tiki Hut at the Beach House Hotel. That was a good time.
So nice.
Yeah.
So nice. What they've done there is so nice.
Yeah, and I first, for those who are not familiar, the Beach House Hotel has been there forever and ever under a variety of names, variety of ownerships, I should say, at Caligny Plaza, right by the entrance to the beach, the south end of the island. For a long, long time, you obviously would know better than I, but they had this outdoor area. It was a tiki hut, is essentially what it was, with live music and, you know, drinking and dancing and beachfront ballyhoo, which made it incredibly popular over the years. Did you ever go there as a teen or in your younger days?
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, I did. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun over the years there in my 20s. And then even, in the last couple of decades from time to time, when I have friends that come into town from places that don't have beachfront ballyhoo, that's a popular destination. So, absolutely. The years, I've known the bartenders and the cocktail waitresses. And,
sure. Yeah. I mean, the argument could be made to use the alliteration again, this beachfront ballyhoo that you used to be able to find at the Tiki Hut. I mean, can you name another spot on the entire island that had that type of vibe right on the sand?
Not quite exactly like it, but no. We do have a few other oceanfront bars.
Yeah, sure. But So it was the Tiki Hut has been popular for decades, obviously. But the hotel was sold last year, and among the things that they decided to do was completely renovate that outdoor area, which I think you and I would both agree it was in lowercase d desperate need of. Is that fair?
I totally, completely agree. The thing I like about the renovation they did was they organized it, they opened it up, they created more seating for themselves.
Yes.
But intrinsically, they didn't change the feel.
Correct.
Of the place. I was fearing that it would be, because think Tiki Hut, it's a thatched roof.
Yeah.
Thatched hut roof. And that's what you think of when you think of a tiki hut. I was afraid that would be gone and in its place would be some sort of Hamptons style bougie.
Yeah. Pavilion
kind of thing. And it's not at all. I think they did a pretty good job keeping the intrinsic feel of it.
Yeah. I agree. For those who don't know, the live music was the centerpiece of the former Tiki Hut, but this renovation has moved the music off to the side, so it's not so much going into a live music venue for beer and ballyhoo, it is now more beachfront bar with the fruity drinks and the music on the side, which I think was a stroke of genius.
Yeah, and I think the way they sort of reworked the seating was that there's plenty of seating right still in front of the band. So if you want to be there having drinks, paying attention to the band, you can still do that. But then across the other side of the bar, you have the seating with the umbrellas where, you know, like you and I could hear each other when we were talking.
Right.
At brunch yesterday, which was really nice.
Right.
So it's kind of, I think, the best of both worlds. I did get, you know, after I left you, I went over to the Smokehouse for Sunday football. And some of my friends who've been here, you know, well, not quite as long as me, but long enough to know, you know, what the Tiki Hut used to be, were not as excited that the music has moved. And after I discussed it with them, it really isn't that the music moved. It's that it doesn't have a dance floor anymore. It's just
correct.
Sand correct. Right there.
Correct.
And then there is some concern that some of the larger groups won't. The bandstand, now that they rebuilt, is not as large as the space that they had before. So those were some comments, you know, that came up. But all in all, I think that they're going to find some good success with the new format.
I completely agree, and that goes back to what I said a few minutes ago, that in its old setup, it was more live music venue than it was beachfront bar. With a bigger stage, and it, not to say that it wasn't, and you could sit, and it used to be lovely. It was fine. But the way they've done it now kind of tamped down, like you said, like your friends observed. It's accurate. They kind of pulled back on the live music venue aspect of it and made it kind of sure, it's still a live music venue, but that's not the centerpiece anymore. The soft seating, you know, the couches that they have on the side. I don't know if you saw that there's that little fire pit. That was there. I mean, that to me, you know, and obviously we are at the age that we are, but that to me is as much of an attraction. Hey, you know what? It's a beautiful fall evening or spring evening. Let's go sit over there and have a couple of drinks on the beach with a little fire pit on a poofy couch and, you know, watch the sunset or whatever it is, you know? That wasn't so much an option before. I think it's beautiful. When I saw the renderings last year of what it was going to be, I thought, oh, this is like a completely different thing than what it was. So I love it. We did eat. We ate quite a bit. Not as much as we usually do. Not as much as we usually do.
We were pretty tame.
Yeah.
We only shared three dishes between the two of us.
Yeah, it wasn't like that E-Tang throwdown we had ages ago.
12-course meal.
Yeah. Which, quick aside, I took my wife to E-Tang a couple of Fridays ago to their new location here in Savannah on Whitaker Street. And David was there, and he kept bringing us food, and she's like, okay, that'll work. And when he walked away, I said, oh no, the food's going to keep coming. So just, you know,
just take two bites.
Pace yourself, and whatever we don't finish, we'll take home. And sure enough, we brought food home. She ate those leftovers for 2 days, all of last weekend, not this one, the one before. So
I need to go visit him over here. I haven't been there in a minute. Yeah. I need to go.
He's spending less time over there on the island, he was telling me, because he has this one that just opened on Whitaker Street. Plus, they're about to do a noodle bar right down the street on Whitaker Street. Noodle bar and ramen. He showed me pictures. It's beautiful. And then E-Tang is, they are on final approach on their build out in the Okotie area of Bluffton.
He's expanding like crazy.
Yeah, and I found out, not to get too deep into David's business, but David is part of a group. There's an E-Tang group, and David's job is to build out, set them up, bring in the chefs, and get it up and running, and then move on to the next one.
Uh-huh.
And so he was telling me how much he dreads the drive to the island location, And now he's thankful because he lives here in Savannah. He's thankful that they've had this project here, two projects in Savannah that's kept him here a lot of the time. And now he's going to have to start going to Bluffton, which I told him, you know, from downtown Savannah to get to Okotie is a lot easier than getting to the island, because you go to the May River Circle and you just shoot up 170 and you're there, you know?
Yeah.
It's easy. But anyway, so yeah, Etang is coming to Bluffton. He told me 10 days ago that it would be about a month. But as you and I both know, these things always take a little bit longer than
they hope.
Take
a little longer than we think, yes. Yeah.
So I would hope that they'd be open by November 1st out in Bluffton. But back to the beach and our brunch. We brunched on the beach.
Easier said than done.
You said there's places that there for the ballyhoo on the beach. I don't know of too many places on Hilton Head Island where you could eat an omelet, take five steps, and walk into the sand. That's not a hotel. Well, that is a hotel. Do you know of any that's open to the public like that?
No, there's a couple of beachfront bars, you know, where you can have that sort of experience, but you're not going to have the same quality of food. Yeah. Food might be available, but it's going to be something a little bit more along the lines of way more dumbed down.
Right.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, sandwiches, that kind of thing. Not what you and I experienced yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, you had steak and eggs Oscar with béarnaise sauce. I mean, that's, you know, Sea Pines Beach Club, but that's not a public venue.
Right.
But, I know I call it Sea Pines Beach Club still, but it's Coast Restaurant that you and I speak about quite a lot in this format. They do such a good job with an oceanfront dining experience that's, you know, it's got that level of cuisine.
Yeah. The brunch got invited. It's funny. I got invited to brunch there at the Tiki Hut back in May. They opened around Memorial Day, the renovation. And if you recall, May was when I was gone for my daughter's graduation. And
May was when it got crazy for both of us.
Yes. And so I told them, hey, can't do May. You know, if you want, we'll do it deeper in the summer. And as summers go on Hilton Head Island, they were like, yeah, no, we'll circle back with you another time. So they contacted me mid, late August and said, hey, we'd like to have you come out for brunch. And I said, okay, let's do that. So this was set. This was on my calendar, almost 3 weeks ago. I enjoyed it. Like you said, I had the steak Oscar, crab meat, béarnaise, asparagus, scrambled eggs. You had, I'm laughing because it looked like something out of the Flintstones. You had the grilled mahi omelet.
It was so big and beautiful, but it looked like it was going to topple over, right?
Yeah, I'm going to post the picture I took of your omelet because it's so funny.
I loved it.
We talked
about all those menu items before we ended up, actually pulling the trigger on what we wanted to order. But I just, in all my years of making omelets and eating omelets and having omelets at restaurants, I just have never really seen an omelet with blackened mahi. It's just not, I mean, shrimp, but... You know, I was just so curious as to what this would be. So, of course, I ordered that. And it was like a full-on filet of mahi that was really beautifully done.
Yeah.
And the egg, the omelet piece was folded over. It had a Cajun bechamel, which gave it that wonderful New Orleans flavor. And, of course, the egg had some peppers and onions folded in there, a la New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
For those of you who are listening, perhaps on Spotify or Apple Pods, go to eatitandlikeit.com, to this post and you'll see a picture of this, of this omelet. It was funny because it was this big old hunking piece of fish with egg wrapped around it. It was beautifully done. Don't get me wrong.
Beautiful. It was beautiful.
But it was pretty funny. Like, oh, okay, so that's how they're doing that. There's a series of Benedicts on the menu. What else? Oh, the banana walnut pancakes, which we had with two slices of thick old bacon. Yeah.
So that was some apple smoked.
Yes.
Applewood smoked bacon, center cut, thick cut bacon. It was very, very, very good.
Yes. Yes. Not all bacon's created equally. I think there's not a bacon lover out there that would disagree with that statement. And this was some of the best quality I would think you could find. It was like, I'm a big fan of Wright's bacon. I get it at Sam's.
Yeah.
And this was online with that. It was
right up there with that. Yep. And yeah. That's one of those things where, you know, restaurants could easily put out a lesser product to save a few bucks, but
Correct.
That's not the case here.
Correct. And I will share one, and I won't even go so far to call it negative because I don't think it's going to hurt them at all. But the pancakes, the banana walnut pancakes, they were delicious. They were really good. And the bacon and the butter and sauce, the syrup on the side. But they were silver dollar pancakes. I think the menu should have said that. And it did not. I think there are a lot of people out there who would be fine with what they were. I was fine with what they were. But if you were thinking big old, you know, pancakes, full size pancakes, and you got that, I could see where some people might be disappointed by it. But that's just me nitpicking. They were good.
Yeah. Well, I think it was beautifully done and beautifully presented. There were some berries on the plate as well.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge pancake fan, but that was just our appetizer, and I. So,
yeah,
we killed it pretty well, and it was. I think it's a valid point.
Yeah.
Valid point.
Yeah, I mean, if you say it, then you know. Plenty of menus say silver dollar pancakes, and then you understand. Okay, but if I see pancakes, I'm thinking big old size of the plate, fluffy things, and these were smaller. Again, I'll post a picture at eatinglikeit.com so you can see. But they were good. And I would recommend, hey, I want some butter, banana walnut pancakes. Yeah, go get them. They're good. And all that to say, and I think you would agree, the food was good, but you are there as much for the scene as you are the food. Is that fair?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the renovation of the beach house as a whole has evolved over the last couple of years. I've stayed there a few times when I'm on the island. So I stayed there when it was certainly not what it is today. And they've worked on it. You know, the pool area is now beautiful. There's another restaurant over there, I think called The Porch. This outside back area, I think it's fair to say that the property as a whole, from what it was even 5-6 years ago, has grown up a little bit. Is that reasonable?
Yes, I'll totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Matured and improved.
Yes. And I like it. I like it very much.
I mean, that hotel has been there since the dawn of man.
Yep. Yep.
You know, in my world, as long as I've been here 50 years. So it probably arrived on the scene in the late 60s, I imagine.
Did I ever tell you?
I don't know exactly when.
Did I ever tell you? I had to have told you the story of when I was over there 100 years ago covering the Heritage, when I came out of Wild Wings with a coworker of mine, and this lady who had had a little bit too much to drink climbed in my SUV. Did I ever tell you about that?
Keep going. I don't remember.
Well, we're coming out of Wild Wings. We had covered, I believe, the third round of the Heritage. And we were done with work for the day. And we go to get some wings and we hang out. We still had to drive back to Savannah. We hang out. We get some wings. And we're about to leave to drive back home. And my buddy Dave, he says, I'm going to go find this girl to give her cash tip. I said, okay, I'll get the car. I'll pick you up in front. So I pull the car around and I'm sitting in the front of the Wild Wings there. And this, I look and I see the door opening and I think it's Dave. And it's this girl who was just, you want to talk about three sheets. She was about 33 sheets. And she climbs into the front seat of the SUV and she says, I'm going to the Holiday Inn. Was it always the beach house?
No, it was the Holiday Inn originally. Yes.
She says, I'm going to the Holiday Inn. And she's sitting there and I'm looking at her like, are you kidding me? And she's just like about to pass out in the front seat of my car. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at her. And I said, you realize that I'm not a taxi. She goes, just get me to the Holiday Inn. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well, 2 minutes later, Dave comes walking up to the SUV, and he's standing there looking at me like, what the heck is this? And I lower the window, and I said, she's going to the Holiday Inn, which I knew was, what, two blocks over on the other side of what is now Celebration Park?
Oh, yeah, just right there.
Yeah, just right there. So I knew that. So I said, you know what? Get in. Let's just take her over there. So Dave climbs into the back seat, and I drive her the, 25-second drive around from Wild Wing over to the beach house. And now I got to get her out of the car.
Walk and a half. Uh-huh.
Right. Now I got to get her out of the car. So I park in front of the beach house in the little portico there, and I get out from the driver's seat. I open the door to the passenger seat. I said, come on, you're here at the Holiday Inn. And so she gets out and I walk her right up to the sliding doors that open when you walk up to the lobby. And I go, there you go, Holiday Inn. And I let her walk into the Holiday Inn and I turned around and got in the car and we drove home.
Well, you did your civic duty, didn't you?
Yes. Yes. It was pretty funny though. It was like, just get me to the Holiday Inn. I'm like, oh God.
Funny. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, those were the days. The Wild Wings is no longer there.
No.
Nope. That was a sad day.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one in Bluffton closed as well, right?
Oh, I didn't realize that. And the one on King Street in Charleston closed some years back.
Yeah. And the one in Savannah as well is now Wexford Pub. I got to get you over here to Wexford Pub. As soon as it cools off a little bit, we will pick a Saturday and we'll go and we'll do the Wexford Pub thing. It's beautiful.
We'll romp around Savannah.
We'll romp. All right. Speaking of romping, let's get on with our Monday. Let's romp out of here. Go to the Tiki Hut brunch. It's a beautiful scene. It's got the music going. You know, there's a stage off to the side and there was lovely music. But like you said, Maggie, you can hear yourself talking. It's a nice vibe over there. Yeah?
Wonderful.
Real quick, we're tight on time. Tell us how we can find you if we want to purchase a humble abode.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jaton team at eXp Realty, and you can check out the website, margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds good. You have a wonderful Monday, and we'll holler at you next week.